spent the last day and a half talking about Taisus Dibra Masalait Sricha. We've learned the idea of Chazaka de Meikara and Chazaka de Hashva. And we've learned the concept of Tati Lareyasa. And that idea of Tati Lareyasa was a kasha on Taisus. The issue was kasha that it's in our case should be a Tati Lareyasa. And yesterday we spoke out of Kivegas Kash, Teretz. The Ktsais, which I referred to you yesterday, was, you have to bring for everybody, you bring for yourself. And the Ktsais that I referred to you yesterday was going on the case of Shulchan Aruch, where somebody said, Edis. And then other Edim said about him that he's a Russian. That he did a Maisa that passes him for Edis, that's Russian. So, and the question was, when did he do his Maisa Rasha? Was his Maisa Rasha before the Edis? In which case, the Edis is not to be believed. Or was the Maisa Rasha after the Edis? In which case, it could be believed. That was the Hechatimtza in Shulchan Aruch. What? The Edim say it happened in this and this day. So why can't we figure it out? It's a very good question. If they don't know, then it's a problem to Patikas and the Drishas. Why we had last year that you have to ask them which day, which hour? Oh, the Imamanis. In Dine Mamet is to say the Shiach Yachal Azim. And if they can't say when it happened, say the Shiach Yachal Azim. So why don't we know? It's the only way I could understand that. You're asking a silly question, it's not to do with the Ktsais, but you're right, I was wondering. The only way I could understand. What?
The same day,
well, we say Edim can make a mistake, we allow them a mistake up to either 2 hours or 3 hours. So it would have to be that it was within that range. They said Edis at noon. And these Edim say that they stole at noon. So obviously the Edim will say that he stole at a certain time. They have a right to be off. So it could be off that way. It could be off this way. Okay, at any rate, the case in Shulchan Aruch is that Edim says a Rasha. It's a Suffolk was before or after that by the Edis. So we go bas on Chazaka de Meikara. Originally, he wasn't a Rasha, it was not a Rasha. And therefore, we kasher, we machsher the Edis. We say the Edis is good. That's the din in Shulchan Aruch. That being that we have a suffix, so we say, ukiach is kasai, and we give a chazaka to Meikara. Originally, he was kasher, so we say he's kasher. Okay, every person is born kasher. Frektik tzais, but it's a tagu to Reyesu. You have two things, Lareyus. What are the two things? Number one, right now he's a Rasha. Edim said that he's a Rasha presently. That's Chazaka de Hashda. And number two, they're coming to be Maitzi Mamin. The Edim are saying Edis to be Maitzi Mamin. And that's Chazaka de Dina. Whoever has the money. It's Becheskes his money. And they're coming to be Maitzi the Mamin. So that's Chazaka de Dina. Against the Edim. The Edim are saying, my Edis to be my Tzimamim. So it comes out that you have a Tati L'Reyesa against the Chazak de Meikar. So that's the Ktsaisis Kasha. Why don't we say the Edim Apostle? Because you have a Tati L'Reyesa against the Edim. I think by now you all have what I'm saying when I say Tati L'Reyesa, right? That's the Ktsaisis Kasha. What? The Edim are coming and saying Edis that Reuven has to pay Shimon. He didn't pay. They come and say Reuven's chayav to Shimon. So that Edis, that Reuven is chayav to Shimon, that's fine. So the Ktsais answers by bringing a Taisvis. Taisvis says, and this is an important rule, that we only say Tarti L'Reyesa in a case of a situation which is, Taisus Lashon is, it's chaser va'asoi. Chaser, I'll explain that. Chaser ches samach resh. Chaser, it's missing vasoi and going. Missing and going. It means, what's the original case of Tadil Reyes in the Mishnah? The case of a mikvah. Of the mikvah, which right now is chaser. So we said, the mikvah started out full, now it's chaser, it's Tadil Reyes. A mikvah is chaser vasoi. It means a mikvah is gradually losing water. Every mikvah is gradually losing water. Because water evaporates, because every time you table something in it, or a person in it, some water comes out. A mikvah is chaser vasoi. Taisa's shita is, that the only time we say tadil reyesa is in a situation where the chazaka de meikara, where the number one chazaka is chaser vasoi. It's not such a great chazaka. Because it's chaser vasoi, it's gradually being lost. What does that mean? That means if you have a chazaka, what's the chazaka de meikara of the mikvah? Chazaka de meikara of the mikvah is that it had 40 sa'. That chazaka de meikara that it had 40 sa'. Is a chazaka, which is chaser vasoi, which is slowly being lost, so slowly being diminished. And being that it's slowly being diminished, chaser vasoi, that chazaka de meikara is not so strong. Okay, this, so when do we say that 2 and 3 are stronger than 1? So Taisa Shita is only when 1 is chaser vasoi, it's slowly losing it. If it's slowly losing it, then 2 and 3 is stronger than 1. Mashen came in a case where it's not chaser vasoi. For example, the case of a person being a Russian. Every person is not gradually becoming a Russian. Right? Becoming a Russian happens when you steal. So in a case where the chazak de meikara is not chaser vasoi, Taisa says that we do not say tati l'reyesa. Then we don't say this concept of Tati L'Reyes. So that is Taisa's Shita. Okay? So Taisa's is very much limiting when we say this rule. The rule of Tati L'Reyes that the 2 knocks off the 1 is only when the number 1 is gradually losing it. Can you come up with another case of gradually losing? We had a case yesterday with the Sheikhit who had Kabbalah, who's a Talmid Chacham. Today we feher him and he's in Amoritz. So I mentioned to you yesterday that we say the Taz says Tati L'Reyesa. Today's in Amoritz and the Behemah has a chazak of Ein Ezevuach, we say Tati L'Reyesa. Why? So the Taz says because going from Talmud Chacham to Amoritz is also chaser vasoi. It's a gradual process. Nobody becomes an Amoritz overnight. Right, especially if you knew things once upon a time. So somebody who's a Talmud Chacham, he forgets things slowly. He gradually forgets. So becoming an Am Haaretz is Chaser Vasoi. There's some Musar in that, I think. Right? It's a gradual process, and you have to always be guarding against it. Becoming an Am Haaretz is Chaser Vasoi. So therefore, we say Tati L'Reisa, because it's a gradual thing. Right, the Taz brings the pasuk in Shachayach Tishkach. So the Gemara Darshins in Shachayach B'Yashan Tishkach B'Chadash. If you don't chaza your old stuff, you're going to forget your old stuff and your new stuff. I mean, the point is that a person forgets things gradually over time. You have to chaza the old, or else you lose it. So that's Chaser Vasa. In the case of the Shulchan Aruch, with becoming a Rasha, which is suddenly, so Mimela, becoming Apostle Eid, this happens in one shot, when a person does a Maisa Kaneva. So Mimela, you don't say that. That's the Ktzais. According to this Shita of Ktzais, you don't even need the Ktzais, just the Shita of Taisvis, you can answer Pnei Shua's Kashi here too. In our case, what's the chazaka de meikara? That she was born a basula. Chazaka de meikara, she was born a basula. Pnei Yeshua asked, you have a tati l'reisa. You have two things against it. You have Cheskes Kashrus and Chazaka Dehashto, which says that she wasn't near Balotachtav. So Taisis, the Peshua asked on Taisis that it's a Tati L'Reisa. Oh, but according to Taisis Shita that the Ktzais brings, it's good. When do you say Tati L'Reisa? Only when it is Chaser Vasoi, like the case of a mikvah, the case of becoming an Amoritz. But a woman being Mizana, it doesn't happen Chaser Vasoi. It's whenever she's Mizana, she's Mizana. Tachtav or not Tachtav. But, yeah, she'd be a bogus. But we're talking here by a woman who should have that Mizana.
It's going to
happen.
She's not being
Mizana.
She's
Kasha. The Tati L'Reisa says that, the Tati here is to be Masha, to say she was Nibala, not Tachtav. But the point is, the Chazaka de Meikara is not Chaser Vasoi. The Chazaka de Meikara is, she started off a Besula. She started off a Besula. Is that Chazaka de Meikara of starting off a Besula a Chaser Vasoi type of Chazaka de Meikara? No. Because you're a Besula, you're a Besula. Until she got married, she should have stayed a Besula. There's no point in this period of her life where she should have lost it. So since there's no point where she should have lost it, Meila, it's not Chaser Vasoi, it's not Chaser Vasoi, you don't say Tati L'Reis. Good. Okay, one more. So we have two Torahs of Matthias Kasher, the Kineiga, and called the Ktzais, so it's really not even the Ktzais, it's Tysis that the Ktzais brings down. There's one more thing that you have to know about Tati L'Reis. Again, I'm mentioning it because it's a klal gadol. I mean, the Shita Mukubetzis brings it here. Again, it's a yisayid in Tati L'Reis. New case. See, one of the good things about Sfeikas and Chazakas, you always have new cases, right? Sheikh Dimdu coming Amaratzim and Mikvus Nerachasim. It makes it much more interesting, I think. So you have a new case. The Nidain is, you have a cow, and it's been giving you milk for a while. You make cheese from the milk. And then one day, you decide to shech the cow. You're hungry, you want a steak. So you shech the cow. And after you shech the cow, you check its lungs, and it's treif. So you throw out you sell it to a guy. The meat is treif, no question it's treif. You find a hole in the lung, it's treif. What about the milk that you milked yesterday? What about the cheese? Cheese could be, you could have a year's worth of cheese, right? Cheese your age. What about all the cheese from this cow? The milk of a treif is treif. Chol of treif, a treif. The milk of a treif is not kosher. So, if this animal is a treifa, so we should say that all the milk and all the cheese should also be treif. Just that what? We have a Chazaka de Meikara that the animal started off Ksheira. The animal is not a treifa when it was born. It has a hole in its lung. And again, assuming it's more than a year old, we know it was born a kosher. And being that it was born a kosher, so it started off Ksheira. Now it's a treifa. So Chazaka de Meikara says it got the hole in the lung when? At the last moment. And Mimela, since it got the hole in the lung at the last moment, so therefore we go according to Chazaka de Meikara, and we say that the gavina, that the cheese, is kosher. And this nobody argues about. This is a regular case of Chazaka de Meikara against Chazaka de Hashta. There's no Chazaka de Dina here. So it's a simple case. They go according to Chazaka de Meikara. Nobody argues. Where does the machlokes come in? What happens if you could tell on this hole in the lung that it's been there for a while? Let's say it has a scab already. Huglad hamaka. The hole in the lung already has a scab. And let's say you We estimate that he's at least 3 days old. That was the case the Rashi was talking about. You could tell that the hole in the lung is at least 3 days old because it has a skin. So now, the milk from the last 3 days is what? It's poshet. Poshet is trade, right? Nobody argues. The Rashba says that if it's Huglar Amaka, so we know that the last 3 days it was treif. That's a reisa in the Chazaka de Meikara. And any cheese that you have from the whole last year is all treif. Because once the Chazaka de Meikara is off, we know it didn't last until today. So once the Chazaka de Meikara is off, it's off. And Memela, all the cheese from the last year is treif. You understand this? Why? Oh, what's the svar? Why don't we move the Chazaka de Meikara back 3 days? What?
Right now, it's
treif. Let me tell you first that the this is the Rashba Shita, and the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like the Rashba. And the Ramah, this is in Yaradeya Simen Pei Aleph. The Ramah, b'shem the smack, the Ramah says that only the last 3 days are treif. Before that, it had a chazaka de meikar. What's the svara of the Rashba?
He says a year or something.
Well, it can't be more than a year because the makar can't be more than a year old, and a treif doesn't live 12 months. So, what's the Rashba svara? The Rashba says, if you don't have a Chazaka de Meikara that leads you up till today, you don't say Chazaka de Meikara. Anybody pro Rashba here? Smack, we understand, right? Smack the Ramah, we understand. He says, look, wherever you're Mesupik, you give a Chazaka. The last 3 days, you're not Mesupik. Before 3 days, you are Mesupik, so you give a Chazaka for before. But here, well, it's not a case of Tavir Reyes here. Here, we're talking about Chazaka de Meikara against Chazaka de Hashta. We go according to Chazaka de Meikara. So what's the Rashba Svara? What?
Last 3 days is not
related. Last 3 days, there's no Suffolk. You don't go past Chazaka when you're Suffolk. The last 3 days, we have no Suffolk. It was definitely true. Question is 4 days ago.
Huh? Well, is only a here, you don't know when you don't know what the proof is. Here you know that 3 days from 3 days before there's a problem. From 3 days, right? And now 3 days before.
Right. There's definitely a problem.
Definitely a problem. So once is erased in that chazaka, and how to be naive, so that the chazaka falls off.
That's the Rashba's lashon. The Rashba's lashon is that the chazaka de meikara only works if it lasts till now. If it lasts till now, and it could be that the mikveh lost its 40 saw just now. So memeila. So it's erased in the chazaka de meikara. We don't say chazaka de meikara. What happens before I measure the mikveh? I sit there for an hour and I watch the mikveh. Let's say before I measure the mikveh, I sit there for an hour and I just watch the mikveh for an hour. It's not losing anything. Now I measure it and it's 39 sof. Is the chazaka de meikara gone? Evaporated. You can't watch the mikveh. It's leaking out of the bottom.
Well, see,
but no, because I measured it and it's 39. I want to have a case.
No, I mean, so let's say you know when you start off in the hundred star now it's sure not going to evaporate that quickly.
Okay, so I watch it for an hour and it's 39 saw. I couldn't have evaporated a saw in an hour. So I'm not going to say chazak to make car because I was watching it for the last hour. Maybe there's a crack in the wall.
Check.
I don't understand the svara that well. Unless you have to go back to a point with his nafkamina and din. That's the point. The last, to just say watching it for an hour, who cares what happened in that hour? But it's here going back 3 days and you milked it in those 3 days, so there's some milk which doesn't have chazaka to make art. I don't know, we could try to figure out as far as Harajma. I'm not 100%. But the Shita Mukubet says the same thing as the Rajma, to answer Taisa's Kasha. What was Taisa's Kasha? You're going to have to explain the Svar of this to me. What was Taisa's Kasha? Nukmas Chasashik Sheira. What does that mean? We should give her a Cheskes Kashrus to say... You go bas chazaka de meyakar. Now, whatever happened originally, so what does that mean? We should say. Where, by the lung?
By the lung.
There's no suffix in the last 3 days.
Your suffix was taken off.
Suffix is how far back does it have this lung, this whole lung?
Once that snake is removed, it was removed, so now it's moved. Oh. Touch the in this for 3 days. It's our numbers. How do you die the couch? Now, once that something is off, so that's it, it's off. Here it's
off. But is the chazaka off? That's the question. Is the chazaka off? Now, let me just say what the Shita Kubetza said. The Shita Kubetza actually goes on the second chazaka of Taisus, a cheskes haguf. Taisus said the cheskes haguf says that she was nibble at the end. She was absula as long as possible, and she was nibble at the end. That was what Taisa said in the Teretz. He's going out on the Kasha, on the Teretz. Taisa said in the Teretz that the Cheskes HaGuf says she was nibble at the end. She was a psula as long as possible. So Shita Mubetza says, what do you mean? He was with her from their chuppah. They had a chuppah. They had a chas masuda. And they went home and he was by her. So for the last 3 hours he was with her. Under the chuppah we know she wasn't nibble. And at the chasna, he knows she wasn't nibala. He came home with her. He knows the last few hours she wasn't nibala. So therefore, it had to be, it can't be she lost the basulim these last few minutes. It had to be a number of hours ago. So mamela, there's no chasaka de meikar, that she's a basulim. Follow? When do we say chasaka de meikar? If it's possible, she started off a basulim. Cheskes HaGuf says, that she lost the psulim as late as possible. So the Shita Mukubet says, there's no such chazaka here. Because we know it didn't happen, tachas achupah. We know it didn't happen here at the last few hours. So memeila, we don't say, chazaka demeikara cheskes haguf in asugya. He's not answering Tosis Kashi, he's arguing with Tosis Teretz. Tosis Teretz says, there's a cheskes psula. He says, no, there's no chazaka demeikara that she's a psula. So we know it didn't happen in the last few hours. That's the Rashba. The Rashba says, if you know it didn't happen in the last few days, there's no chazaka to make a car. Right? It's a chiddush, this Rashba. I don't understand the svar of the Rashba well. But Yenison is saying that it's pshat is tereis and the chazaka to make a car. Chazaka to make a car is not solid, because it didn't stick. So it's a reis and the chazaka to make a car. Right. Okay, that's what the Rashi was saying.
Yeah. Hmm? But in our case, I'm assuming you're looking at her on before the war. Obviously, during the chuppah, this whole time, that's not where the kasha. The kasha is from before then. That's where it is.
But same thing with the milk. The shaila is before then. The shaila is the last 3 days of milk is a chetrei.
No, the shaila is now. Is once I see the lump.
Right, so now I have a shayla about the milk from 4 days ago.
Right,
the cheese from 4 days ago, right? Now that I see that on the long, I have a shayla. Same thing here. Now that I find Pesach Pesuach, now I have a shayla, why was she mizan? What?
Why isn't it like
so the same thing here? We know she wasn't mizana from the chuppah, but that's not enough to make avot to her husband. She had to not be mizana since eris. Right. All right. So this is a third nekuda of chazaka, the Rashba's chiddush by Gavina. And I think later in the parak we're going to come back to the Rashba because the Rashba is more to it. Okay, so we spent quite a bit of time on Chazakis. So what do? We spent, I think, 2.5 days on Shavya Nafshe, a day or two on Sveksveika, which was just an introduction to Sveksveika, and now about 2 days on Chazakis. Now comes Taisi Bayaseima. We go back to Sveksveika. Okay, we return to the Indian of Sveksveika. And if you get into this properly, it's a very enjoyable sugya, if you can get into it the way we should. And this Taisis is not one or two, but three Yesaitis in the rules of Sveksveika. Certainly those of you who are learning Yeridaya, who plan to learn Yeridaya, the rules that we're going to talk about today are all in Yeridaya, which is Taruvus. Now let's begin the Taisis and at least the first three lines. Yibay Yisayimah, Be'eshis Yisrael. Right, till now we talked about Eshes Kayin, now we switch to Eshes Yisrael. The kibbul ba'aviyah kedushim pusim yivas kimol shon. Taim efrek taisvis, akati ika svek sveika, safik ba'aynis, safik ba'ratz. Maybe she was mizane ba'aynis and she's mutter to her husband, safik ba'ratz, and she's also to her husband. Tim tim tzalaim ba'ratz in, safik she katana. Even if she rots, I mean she agreed. Maybe it wasn't when she was a katana. Peter Kitana Ainisu, I mean about Bal Yavimtai. And Peter Kitana Ainisu. What is Peter Kitana Ainisu? It means even if the Kitana was Mizana willingly, at what age? After 3, before 12, she was Mizana willingly. That Peter Kitana is called an Ainis. So they have a Svek Sveka. So why did it start to be Megal? What did Tut start to be Megal? Maybe it was Ba'aynis after 12 years old, when she was a Gedailah, but she was forced. And maybe she agreed, but it was under 12, and Peter Ketan Ainis, so that's also Mutter. So you have two reasons to be mad here. So Frek Taisvis, to Svek Sveika, that we should be Megal. And for Taisvis, four words. Tishleimer, the shame einis chadhu. That's as far as we're getting for today. The question is what that means. Shame einis chadhu. What does that mean? Shame einis. It's all the same thing. Shame einis chadhu. It's all the same. Why is it all the same? Because it's all one suffix. Was she an einis? Or wasn't she an einis? There are two ways to be an einis. But it's all one thing. Nepshat. Shem Einis Chadu. It's all one thing. There are two ways to be an Einis, but it's still the heter of being an Einis. So that's not a Svek Sveika. Now let's think about other Svek Sveikas. Let's say we have a Svek Sveika, the pregnant Kayim, the wife of a Kayim. Pregnant wife of a Kayim, we said Svek Sveika. Maybe the baby is in the cave. And then she's allowed to be Matam. Even if baby's a zachar, maybe it's a nefel. So we call that a svek sveika, right? Isn't it all one suffix? Maybe the baby's not a zachar.
No, when we say ba'inis, we consider pita ketana. When we say zachar nekev, we don't consider nefel or hafayam. I mean, the first time we say ba'inis to us in the first suffix, we consider one of the possibilities for ba'inis is pita ketana. It's a form of ba'inis. So that was nefel on the first. So we said, it's not a
zachar. Here also, in my first... There are two ways you could be an Inus. One way to be an Inus is if she's forced, and one way to be an Inus is if she agreed under 13, under 12. He had two ways that this baby could not be a Zachar Kayin. One could be the baby's in the cave, or one could be the baby's in the Eifel. I don't care if the baby's in the cave or in the Eifel. Who cares? All I care is that's not a Zachar. Isn't that all the same? It's a different Petor. And here it's not a different Petor. Maybe she was forced, and maybe she was talked into it. But there are two ways to not choose. Well, so let me give you a different example. Give me a different Svek. Okay, we'll take a Svek from Ahilchas Teiloyim. Okay? If you have stuffed cabbage, and the cabbage wasn't checked for bugs, you're allowed to eat it? You're allowed to eat it? So long as you're allowed to. Because this is Svek. What's a Svek? What's a Svek Sveika? Anybody know? Maybe there was a bug, maybe there wasn't a bug. And even if there was a bug, maybe it was Nimuach when you cooked it. This says in Shulchan Aruch, this had to. Follow Svek Sveika? Maybe there was a bug originally, maybe there wasn't a bug originally. I feel in Tim Tzolaymer that there was a bug originally. Maybe it was Nimuach in the cooking of the cabbage, because bugs melt when you cook them at a high temperature. So it's a Svek Sveka. You're not allowed to make it, but once it's made, you're allowed to eat a L'chad Tzolaymer. Okay? You're not make it, because you're not to create a Svek Sveka. But once it's made, you're allowed to eat it. Okay? It's an easy Svek Sveka. I'm trying to think of an easy one. Why don't we say it's all one suffix? Either there is a bug or there's no bug. I don't care what happened. Either there's a bug in this cabbage or there's no bug. It could be two ways, there's no bug. It could be there never was one, it could be there was one and it melted. Why don't we, there we don't say, shame bug charu. Right? What?
It's bottled.
So who cares if it's there, it's bottled, or who cares if it was never there in the first place?
It's not the same thing.
It's not the If it's there, it's not Nimuach.
Right. So it's one suffix. Is it there? Is it there, not Nimuach? That's the only suffix. There are two ways it could not be here as a whole bug. Either it was never here or it was. The question is, am I allowed to eat the cabbage? That depends if there's a whole bug in this cabbage. So why don't we say it's all one suffix?
It's two different things. One is it's still here, but we don't consider it there anymore. One is that it's not here at all.
So why is that too? And here by us, one is she was forced. And what is, even if she wasn't forced, maybe she was talked into it, but it was a ketanah.
There's only one consideration. It has to be a case where the halacha called it bug. By the bug, it has to be there, and it has to be not anymore.
There has to be a bug in order for it to be us. By Pusim Bas Gimel, as if she's Mizana Baratzen. Isn't it the same?
Baratzen is only one. Is only one factor that you need to make her us. By the bug, you need the bug to be there, and you need to be whole.
You need there to be a whole bug.
What's
a bug and whole. Whole bug.
What's the difference when the man was, if the girl under 12 tricks her, the same thing applies if he was just minus any other one? Is the halacha of the punishment the same?
Halacha is exactly the same.
If I had a bug here, but it wasn't resolved, then I have a bug. It's not the bug.
There are two ways to learn this Tosfos. You're on the pages. Right, there are two pshatim. Rabbi Kiva Eiger brings down two pshatim. He likes one of them better. The one he doesn't like, the crazier place he likes better. So there are two pshatim in Taisis. Kivega brings both, but favors one over the other because of a kasha he asks, which hopefully we'll get to. Both pshatim and taisis are very important, and we're going to learn both the Kivega's pshat and the crazy place's pshat. Downstairs in my shtender, I have photostated both the Rebbe Kivega and the shach, which I'm going to speak out regarding it. Right. The Rebbe Kivega learns Shemai Neskharu means it's all one suffix. And the gather of it's all one suffix is in the shach. And that is, when do you say it's all one suffix and when not? When there's enough gemina in halacha between the two sfeikas. There's enough gemina in din between the two. Which means, let's say the case of the bug. Is there any enough gemina if the bug is in the cabbage originally or not? Yes. Whether you're allowed to do a lachatchila. Right, the first suffix is, was there ever a bug in the cabbage? The second suffix was a nemuach. Each one has a separate nafkamina. Because if there's no bug in the cabbage, you're allowed to cook a lachatchila. If there is a bug in the cabbage, you're not allowed to cook a lachatchila. Now, the second suffix is, was a nemuach. It means even if you're not allowed to cook a lachatchila, maybe it became after when you cooked it. You split two sveikas when there's a nafkamina between the two sveikas. There's a difference between the two. The difference could be a zaitiga halacha. But there has to be some difference between the two. Or in the case of the Eishes Kayim, is she carrying a nekeva or is she carrying a nefil? What's the difference? She's carrying a nekeva, there are differences. She's carrying a nekeva, someone who kills the ober is a retzayach. If she's carrying a nefil, then they're not a retzayach. You can't know. But there's a difference. There's a difference between a nekeva and a nefil. They have different dinim. So being that nekeva has one set of dinim, nefil has different. That's a sfek sfeika. Maybe it's a nekeva, maybe it's a nefil. Mashiach came by us. There's no difference in halacha if she was an oinus after 12 because she was forced. Or if she was an oinus under 12 because piti ketan oinusu. The dinim are exactly the same. There's no difference in halacha. If piti ketan oinusu, or if she was an oinus because she was physically forced, it's exactly the same halachas. Being that it's exactly the same halachas, so therefore we say shemai nischaru. We say that it's all one. And Mashiachin, all the cases of svek sveika that are good svek sveikas, there has to be some difference in din between the two. This is Rebbe Kivega's pshat, based on the shach, in Shem Ayin Nischar. The shach is in Simen Kuf Yud, Ois Yud Aleph, in the Beis HaSafik, this section called Beis HaSafik, it's Ois Yud Aleph. The Shach brings another example. There's a few examples. So he brings another example. What?
Is this the Kresi?
No, it's before the Kresi. Still the Rukivag and the Shach. Kulachad is Sveika. There's a rule, Stam Kein Lameina B'nei Yayman. Stam Kein Lameina B'nei Yayman. What does that mean? That means, let's say a lady calls. She says, I have a Shaila. I just stirred the chicken soup with the milk this school. So what are you paskin? What are you paskin? Someone stirs chicken soup with a milk and spoon. What's the dinner of spoon and what's the dinner of chicken soup? What? What? Stab kelemeinu b'nei yayman. So the spoon you have to cash. That's for sure. It's a milk and spoon and get flesh. The chicken soup. Stam Kaila Meina B'nei Yayman. You could assume Stam Kaili, a yes card, that you remember using the spoon for milk fix within 24 hours. Stam Kaila Meina B'nei Yayman. and the chicken soup is mutter. Why is that so? Why do we say stam kelim ein b'nei? So there's a svek svek. The reason it's mutter is because of a svek svek. What's the svek svek? One suffix maybe it was used in 24 hours. The other one maybe it was not used in 24 hours. If it was not used in 24 hours, what's it in? Doesn't answer. Why? It's pogum. It's nice and time with God. Any bliya that's more than 24 hours old is pogum. It's ruined. I don't know if you're familiar, those of you who didn't learn your Adaya. A bliya and a keli is when you, if you took that spoon and you stirred farina with it. So taste of the farina went into the spoon. Within 24 hours, it has a din of a milchik spoon. After 24 hours, whatever milchik is in the, absorbed in the spoon, it becomes old, becomes ruined. It's pogum. Pogum means it's ruined. So the first suffix is maybe it wasn't used in 24 hours and it's pogum. The second suffix is, even if it was used in 24 hours, within 24 hours, maybe it was used for something which gives a bad taste into chicken soup. Maybe it was used to stir some milchika thing, which is paigim in chicken soup. The halacha is that something which is paigim doesn't aser. If something which doesn't taste good with chicken soup falls into chicken soup, even if it's treif, it doesn't ask to the chicken soup because of the heter of nice and time of God. So even if the spoon was used within 24 hours, maybe it was used to stir something which gives a bad taste into chicken soup. It's an example. So I can think of some foods that are pagan, right? So let's say you stirred something which gives a bad taste into chicken soup. So therefore, it's a svek sveika. So the kasha is, it's called a chad sveika. If it's an eina ben yayma, it's pogum. If it wasn't used 24 hours, the heter is pogum. If it was used within 24 hours, but for bad food, for a food which gives bad taste into soup, so then it's also pogum. It's a say kula chad shem pogum charu. It's all one suffix. Why don't we say it's all one suffix? What gives a bad food taste into chicken soup? It's milchik. You have to think sometimes it's milchik that gives a bad taste. What? Fish? What? Chocolate and chicken soup. Sometimes tastes bad. Good. So maybe you used it for hot chocolate. You stirred some hot chocolate within 24 hours. It gives a bad taste. So it's a svek svek. Good? So the kasha is, it's kulach ha-desek. It's all suffik. If it's pogum, you have two ways to be pogum. It could be 24 hours old. Or it could be it was chocolate milk, which is pogum.
Pogum is the taste that's on the spoon. It's pogum the soup. The pogum is
the taste which entered the soup from the spoon is pogum.
But the original taste is bad taste, or together makes bad taste.
Either way. So Zakhti Shach, no. It's two sveikas. Why? It's two sveikas because there's enough gemina in din between the two. If it's more than 24 hours old, then it doesn't answer anything. Then it's pogum lagabi everything. Shaykin, the second suffix is maybe it was used originally for something, which is pogum in chicken soup. That's only a heter for chicken soup. That won't be a heter for a food which tastes good with that bliya. If you'll have some other food which does taste good with that bliya, it won't be a heter for it. So, what? It's a difference in the din of the spoon.
The physical fact is, but that's the din. If this spoon would be pogging something else, it would have the same din.
I don't follow what you're saying.
If this spoon would be pogging something else for that time, it would have the same din.
It would have the same din. But there's nafkamina and halacha. If it wasn't used for 24 hours, I'd use it for anything. It doesn't answer anything.
Because it's always pogging.
It's always pogging. And if, because within 24 hours I used it for something which doesn't taste good with chicken soup, then it would still ask us something which does taste good with chicken soup. Which does taste good with
chicken soup. It's the physical fact.
The physical fact. Okay, so there are two sveikas on the physical fact. But there's enough gemina between the two facts. One fact is it wasn't used 24 hours, and one possible fact is it was used for something which tastes bad with soup. So we don't say this is another example where we do not say kula chad is fake, although at first glance it looks like kula chad is fake. This is all in the first pshat in Taisus. The second pshat, the crazy places pshat, is a klal which which again is basic to rules of Svek Sveika. The rule is a Svek Sveika has to be mishapech to be a valid Svek Sveika. In order for a Svek Sveika to be a good Sveika, it has to be mishapech. Explain what mishapech means by talking about general cases, and then we'll see. Every Svek Sveika that's a good Svek Sveika, you can say it in either direction. You could start with either suffix. Okay, let's go again to the typical Svek Sveikas. Eishes Kayim. An Eishes Kayim. What's the Svek Sveika? Maybe it's a Zachar, maybe it's an Akev. Afilu Timtza Leimer, it's a Zachar, maybe it's a Nephil. So which suffix do we use first? The Akev first, Nephil second. Now can I turn that around and say it the other way? Let's see. Maybe it's a Nephil, maybe it's a Bar Kayama. Even if you're going to say it's a Bar Kayama, maybe it's a Zachar, maybe it's a Nekeva. You could say it in either direction. You get it? You get the idea? A Svek Sveka HaMishapech is a Svek Sveka that you could say in either direction. You could turn it around, reverse the order, and say it. And say it the other way. Let's say a keli ena ben yaimai, a kistam keli. Same thing. Can you start? Maybe it was used in 24 hours. Maybe it wasn't. Even if it was used in 24 hours, maybe it was used in chocolate, which is pike. Except the other way too. Maybe it was used in something which is pagan. Maybe not. Even if you're going to say it was in something that's not pagan, maybe it was used more than 24 hours ago. Maybe not. You get the idea? A Svek Sveika, which is a good Svek Sveika, is a Svek Sveika that's mishapech. It's something you could turn around. Right? I'm asking. A Svek, you have the concept? Every Svek Sveika has to be a Svek Sveika ha-mishapech. That you could say it in both directions. Alright? Now let's see Taisus. What Taisus is Svek Sveika? Safik Aynis, Safik Ratzin. Maybe it was done by Aynis, maybe Baratzin. Imtim Salaima Baratzin, Safik Ishi Katana, Upitoi Katana Aynisu. So now what do you want to do? You want to say that this will be a good Svek Sveika. Is this Mishapech? Zakt. The crazy placey, this Svek Sveika, you can only say in one direction. You're funny. Know which direction it makes sense? Maybe it happened to her when she was a Katana. Maybe when she was a Gedaila. Even if it happened to her when she's a Gedaila, maybe she was forced, maybe she did it willingly. In that direction it makes sense. But in the reverse direction, what are you going to say? Maybe Einis, maybe Ratzin. Even if it was Baratzin, maybe Katana. No, but if it was Katana, it wasn't Baratzin. Once you say, maybe it was Baratzin, you can't say maybe it was Katana. Because Katana, by definition, is not Baratzin. The Svek Sveika is not, you can't say it in that direction. You can't say maybe Ba'inis, maybe Baratzin. And Imtim Salaim, it was Baratzin, maybe she was a Katana. But a Katana, there is no Ratzin. So Mimela, what Taisus says, Shema Inis Charu, Taisus is saying that you can't say the Svek Sveika this way. Because every Ketana is a Shema Inis. Every Ketana is an Inis. So you can't say, maybe Ba'inis, maybe Baratzin. Imtim Tzalaima, that it was Baratzin, maybe she was a Ketana. Because if it was Baratzin, she couldn't have been a Ketana. Because a Ketana Baratzin, there is no Baratzin on a Ketana.
Why do we care if it's happening?
That's a good question. First, Oh, very good. That's after the next question. A lot to talk about. But this is the way to crazy place. He learns pshat in Tosfos. Rabbi Kivega brings this pshat. He doesn't call it the crazy place, but it is the crazy place's pshat. Rabbi Kivega has a kash on it, which we're not going to do today. But this is the concept of Sfek Sfeika Amishapech. The Sfek Sfeika has to be turnaroundable. To be able to be sent in both directions. Okay, you have this chant. Sfek Sfeika Amishapech, very important clause. So, let's just deal with one question and we'll get back to everything tomorrow. Again, I told you when we started, this sugya gives you an opportunity to learn. We usually move quickly. It's hard to learn all the mafarshim inside. The sugya gives you an opportunity to learn of Mashach, to learn of Rebbe Kivega properly from the Makairis. I hope by tomorrow you'll already be ahead of me in all this. But let me take one of the examples that's not Mishapech. Okay, let's say the stuffed cabbage case. What was the Sfek Sfeika? First suffix was, maybe there was a bug in the cabbage, maybe not. The second suffix was, here's the Nimuach, maybe it wasn't the Nimuach. Now turn that around. Maybe I want to try saying it the other way.
Doesn't work.
Maybe it wasn't the Nimuach, maybe it wasn't the Nimuach. And even if it was not the Nimuach, what? Yeah, how could it, if it wasn't the Nimuach, it had to be there. I can't say it the other direction. I say I have a problem with stuffed cabbage now. L'chayre, the Sfek Sfeika of the stuffed cabbage is not, you can't say it backwards. Right? You follow the question? Maybe it was Nimuach, maybe it wasn't Nimuach. Even if it wasn't Nimuach, maybe what? If it wasn't Nimuach, then you can, it's awesome. So the Shach, which is on the sheets that are available downstairs, answers this question. And tomorrow we are going to complete the discussion of Sfek Sfeika Sheina Mishapech, and I certainly hope that you'll be prepared. A fair warning, Rabbi Kivega's kasha on the Kresi Uplesi is a difficult one, and I advise you very strongly to work on it before Shia tomorrow to try to understand it.
Sounds like you have to have it.